This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Of course, the open of our program back at 2 o'clock concerning what was truly shocking. Not just the Knicks going up 2-0 on the Boston Celtics, but doing it almost exactly the way they did it a night earlier. They're up 2-0. Is the pressure on them? We'll get to that in a few minutes, but it is Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo. It's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. All right. I'm excited for this, Cinco. This summer will mark 2 years of the Evan and Tiki program, all of us being together, having fun, and I think last night was a good barometer. I'm here to give the five most stunning morning after sports moments since our show began.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
I got a few.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Zach Wilson and the Jets rally with 13 seconds left to tie the Giants and beat them in overtime in 2023.
That's a big one.
A game I called and set football back about half a decade.
Yeah, but that was just...
More like a decade.
Yeah.
Maybe two decades.
It could have been. It was ugly football.
Right.
But just the idea of the comeback, the Jets winning, the stunning nature, both teams in town. I thought that was a crazy
the
Monday.
The result wasn't stunning, but no. You are 1,000% right. How it happened and how everything went down. Tommy DeVito's not allowed to throw a football. The comeback. Yeah, that's up there.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Chris Kreider's third period hat trick to stun the Hurricanes and win the second round series last year. We thought the Rangers were about to curdle and die.
Yeah,
that was a big one.
That was up there.
That was wild. Here we go.
Number three.
I think these next three are the heavy hitters now. Juan Soto actually leaves the Yankees for the Mets. Number three.
Stunning.
Dude, you got to remember now, it's easy to say now, Yankee fans, from a Yankee fan perspective, he actually left. We actually didn't keep him, and he went to the Mets.
I'm a Yankee fan. I kind of knew he was leaving. Honestly, I didn't think it was the Mets.
Okay.
Evan knows where I thought he was going.
Yeah. You know, the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. Where everybody else goes. But I'm not shocked by it.
Okay. Even those, and there were many, like Sal, like Tommy, like some of the Met fans on social media who said he's going to be a Met, even if you predicted it, there's a part of you that has to have the stunned, I can't believe it actually happened, even though I thought it was going to happen.
But that's a different kind of stunned. Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter what kind of stunned you're talking about. I actually think it's more for the Met fan who's just like, holy, we got Juan Soto.
Yeah.
I think that's more stunning than the Yankee fan saying he left.
I kind of thought he was leaving. I definitely think it's towards the top of the list, though. I can't poo-poo that.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Knicks come back from 20 points down twice to beat the Celtics in games 1 and 2.
I still don't even think
we fully grasped how stunning. Well,
it's also because you predicted the sweep.
No, don't get me wrong. Yes, it's wins are one thing. It's how they just won these two games that I think as we sit here today, we still don't understand how stunning what just happened.
Yeah, and I think the other thing you got to keep into account here is that remember what the Knicks fan felt like after the four regular season games.
Yeah.
And
like
even,
we have no shot.
Yeah, and even after the Detroit series ended, remember when I was having fun ripping off Tommy saying, oh, I'll be positive heavy?
Yeah.
Like, there were Knicks fans that were down. So to be where we are today, where they're up 2-0 and the nature of how they came back, I agree with you. And there's an obvious number one, which I'm assuming you're about to tee up right now.
Yep.
Number one.
And I think the only time during the Evan and Tiki show we've been more stunned the day after than we were last night. Aaron Rodgers tears his Achilles.
100%. 100%. That was...
I think the football world was stunned.
Everybody was stunned.
Same old Jets.
And for us as Jet fans, and even Giant fans, we talked about it for months and months and months.
Everybody talked about it.
And then it ended after 9 seconds.
Look, national media really doesn't give the Jets a ton of time. For the last 2 years, they've gotten a ton of time.
Yep.
A ton of it.
Me and Tommy talked about this moment today, too, and still, you could tell who was the most stunned. Evan Roberts. Because when we came into that office that day, can you believe the Jets won that game?
I was pumped about the win.
You were so in denial.
Yeah. We were like, what?
No, definitely.
You might not win another one, but
hey. I think with, how many years has it been now? 2 years?
It's going to be 2 years, yeah.
I think with 2 years of reflection, absolutely. I think we all react to the shock in different ways.
Yeah.
And to me, it was the matter of, hey, there's only 16 of these. We won an unbelievable game on a Monday night. We got a big-time defense. We forced Josh Allen to a bunch of turnovers. This sucks, and I'm stunned by it, but we still have a chance. And I think that's the nature of football more than any other sport. Because if there's an injury, a key injury to a player on my baseball team or my basketball team, and we won that day, that's not happening. Because I would know bigger picture. But I think in football, because there's only 16 or 17 games now,
right.
And I believed in the defense, and I loved how they won the game. Like, I was naive enough to think, oh, they'll be fine.
Well, I think we've seen so many examples, rarely with quarterbacks. But, I mean, Aiden Hutchinson, what did he, tore his Achilles?
Didn't he fracture his leg?
We're thinking all of a sudden, this Lions defense, which is one of their strengths, is just going to fall apart. They went to the
divisional round.
No. They ran up against an upstart Commanders team. But it just felt like in football, it's not a death knell when you lose your best player.
There is one you left off the list.
Oh, I'm interested if it's the one that I know I left off. Okay.
And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah, you got to push it to the top five. And it's very fitting on a day like today. The Knicks acquiring Mikal Bridges from the Brooklyn Nets in the middle of a Subway Series game after lectured Tommy for weeks. You're not getting him. This is stupid to even
bring up. I'll push back on why that's not stunning.
Go.
A lot of people thought it was going to happen.
That's alternating history.
But no, we were in denial. No, but there were
a lot of Net fans thought it was never going to happen. But Knicks fans wanted it to happen.
There's a difference. And Knicks fans wanted it to happen, but no one reported it as a thing. Not one person.
Oh, no. From a reporting standpoint, no chance.
That's my point.
But it felt obvious. You know what I mean?
You know, I get what you mean.
It felt like, wow, this is, what did you call it?
Infinity Stone.
The Final Infinity Stone.
Did you get that from CP or did you start? He has something else he says.
No, we got it by a movie that 4 billion people saw called Marvel Endgame, The Avengers.
Oh,
yeah.
So you're both saying the same thing, but you didn't copy it from each other.
Is there another thing coming out with the Marvel?
I've never even seen any of those.
Thanos collects all the Infinity Stones.
No, there's another Marvel thing that's coming out.
Snapped.
I forget. Is that what it's called?
Is it called Snapped? I don't know. Is it based on Thanos and the Avengers?
I feel like I just saw something about Marvel. It's like a new, because people thought it was like, where do you go with Marvel now? Right? Everything's kind of happened. Where do you go? So I feel like there's something new that just got announced that's coming out.
Sean is so confused. He's like, I don't know what any of this means.
To me, Marvel is his soft serve in Long Beach, Long Island. That's it.
Come on. Even I know
Am
more
I gonna
about
have to
Marvel.
Play the DC or Marvel game with you, Sean?
That's a game, too? I thought it was just movies. Video game? No. Or a board game?
No.
DC Comics versus Marvel Comics.
He'll name a superhero and you have to
I
say
did it
is that DC.
And he had no idea.
Yeah, I failed.
The only one I like is Batman. DC.
Hey.
Who guess?
One for one. Quit while you're ahead. You're batting 1,000.
Thanos, Marvel.
Wonder Woman.
Come on. Marvel.
No.
DC.
Yes.
DC.
All right. That's
told you
me.
To quit while you're ahead, bro.
Teen Titans.
What?
Teen Titans.
That's DC.
Hey, good job.
I'm going to get out on that note.
Thank you very much for that, Cinco. Cinco de Favo. Sean Morash every day at 5 o'clock. Also, right after we do the Cinco de Favo, this is a new feature here on WFAN. We ask our good friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sal Licata, if the NL East is over. Obviously, yesterday, the Mets won a game against the Diamondbacks. Juan Soto hit two home runs. So I ask him this every day. When are you ready to say it, Sal? Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Juan Soto hit two home runs. Mets win a series against the Diamondbacks. Hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
The NL East is not over, but he's coming. Soto is coming.
All right. We got something out of him.
The NL East is not over.
That sounds like he's closer.
He does. That was
because the first couple were,
stop asking me. I'm not saying it. But even in this, his answer was, I'm not saying it, but right. I'll tell you this. You know when Sal's going to declare the division over? If they go to Yankee Stadium next weekend, and Soto does damage, as the kids say. Mm-hmm. And the Mets have more success against the Yankees.
Right.
I think there's a damn good chance on Monday, that Monday, when I go up to him and I say, hey, Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Right.
I think there's a chance he's going to blow up. I think there's a chance.
You're damn right, it's over!
Now he'll have wings after that.
Let's get to some of your calls and then why the Knicks actually may have more pressure on them in Game 3 than the Celtics. And that's coming from some NBA legends. We'll play that for you coming up in the next 5 minutes. Let's go to Dave in Marlboro, New Jersey. Hey, Dave.
How you doing, Evan? What's up, Tiki?
What's up?
Listen, you're going to love this, Evan. You know, Mitch Robinson, he makes Chris Dudley look like a good fast shooter.
Yeah. No, he's bad, and Chris Dudley was bad himself. By the way, Sean, you screwed up.
What I forget? What now, I
there's one. I think I put it at number one.
I know my first one out, so I'm curious.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe not number one because the Rodgers thing is tough to knock off.
It's impossible because the whole football world reacted.
That's why I'm not going to say number one. But I do think this has to be up there. And that is, and there's actually two things. I'm sorry, there are two things. Two things I may have to put in the top five. Number one, Pete Alonso's walk-off against Devin Williams. Not walk-off. Game-leading home run against Devin Williams. Ninth inning of an elimination
game. That's a good one.
No, that one definitely belongs in there because if anyone in New York, even if you're not a Met fan, you know who you were.
Yes. That's
kinda,
a weird
you kind of remember where you were.
And the fact it was stunning because Pete was struggling so much, that down to their final outs of their season, what had been a very fun season, I think Pete Alonso's up there. Of all the Met moments, and the Mets had a lot of moments this year, we can't include Lindor 161 because we were live on the air for it, so it's not the next day. But in terms of shock that next day, 2 o'clock, Pete Alonso.
What was your number five again? My number five was the Jets-Giants, the freaking comeback. 13, the game was over.
Yeah, I think Pete replaces
that. I think I'd bump that. Even the Ranger one, because here's the other one. Here's the other one. And I'm not trolling. That one inning against the Dodgers in game five of the World Series. And we're coming on the next day talking about Aaron Judge dropping a pop-up. Gary Cole not covering first.
I think the idea that the Yankees were down so bad in that series kind of pushes that one back a little bit.
Right. Because it didn't tell you. Well, I guess it did. It told you what was going to happen. Like when Aaron Rodgers got towards Achilles, you knew it was happening to the Jets season. When Pete Alonso hits that home run, you kind of knew that the Mets were going through to the NLC. Like it's, I don't know if the consequence changed. You know what I mean? The downstream result changed.
I was going to give you the Monday after the Giants beat the Packers with the veto.
No. Come on.
Another game I was at, by the way.
That one was wild.
I don't know. It wasn't that it's not wild, but
that was a rare football game that I've stayed to the end.
How about that?
Yeah, about that?
But what does it really mean? I mean, you can't put that up there. That's just you being a Giant fan. That's okay.
That's Tommy's number one.
Yeah, right. You would make that number
one. That's why Tommy still believes that Tommy DeVito is the answer.
No doubt. I'm looking over this list here. I can't help but think that this is a very typical Sean bias list. Number five is a shot at the Jets because it's stunning that they would beat the Giants.
That's not a shot at the Jets. They won the game.
I think it's more of a shot at the Giants.
Yeah.
Because don't forget, they literally were chanting, let him throw.
Yeah.
Let him throw.
Right.
And that's why they lost. Just complete three passes and the game is over.
You're right. I'm a Jet fan. I did not take that as a shot.
And then four, obviously, pro Rangers. The other one, he stunned that Juan Soto left when...
It was stunning.
Okay. And then it's stunning that the Knicks actually did something good.
That was a stunning win. Nah, you're being too critical, Tommy.
Oh, come on. But he missed Alonzo. He missed a million runs.
No. He missed a bunch of things. 100%. Put that aside.
I saw a five list. I can't list 10 things, guys.
But hold on. I'm actually going to defend your honor.
He's just saying you didn't push one of those back.
Yeah, and look, exactly. you didn't have a perfect list. I'll give you that. But I don't think you can say that saying last night's Knicks performance and comeback is stunning is an insult. Like, it was stunning. They were down 20 for the second straight day, and they came back. Sometimes the stunning win isn't a knock at you. Like, the Mets beating the Brewers in a wild card winner-take-all game three with Pete actually coming through isn't a knock at the Mets or Pete Alonso. It was stunning. So I think this is one of those, like, you guys are brothers. You bicker all the time. And sometimes when you bicker all the time, you find things to be mad at that you shouldn't be mad at.
Or because you know him so well like a brother, you know when he's being... I don't want to say snake oil salesman, but when he's trying to pull one over on you guys in there. And I feel like I have to at least bring it up.
That's fine.
And then you could be like, swap me away like a gnat. That's fine, but I at least want to bring it to your attention.
I don't mind you bringing stuff up.
Something could be a little carny back here with Sean.
We understand.
Yeah,
I missed you.
Just don't agree.
Tiki and I have no problem with you bringing stupid stuff up, and then we slap it away. Like Kawhi Leonard's OG Anunoby. I mean, we slap that away. Or this Knicks team last year is the uncrowned champion. Tiki, you'll slap it away. Like, it's totally fine.
Go to Flavio.
Let's go to Flavio in Hawthorne, New Jersey. What's up, Flavio?
You got it, Flavio.
Hey, boys. Love the show, as always. I got to tell you, anytime you guys talk about pop culture, like Marvel movies, you sound like my Sicilian father. Did you guys figure out that it was Thunderbolt?
Not until I saw your call.
You're the one who taught us.
But that's it. That's
God.
It,
right?
That's the new one.
Are you going to watch it?
Yes,
I'm going to watch it. I've watched all of them.
All right. Good for you. Do they do it in 3D as well?
I don't know if it's going to be in 3D. But I was not into the all of the Marvel stuff until WandaVision came out.
Mm.
And then when WandaVision came out, my brother was like, oh, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. It's amazing. And so I started watching it. And as I was watching it, I was like, I have no idea what the hell is going on. Like, I don't know the history. And so this was during COVID. I went back and watched all the Marvel movies, and they have them on Disney now. I think it's Disney, in chronological order.
Mm.
Or you can watch it in how they were released order. I watched them in chronological order. And so I had now had this deep knowledge of Marvel because of COVID. What else are you doing? It's finding something to watch on binge over and over and over again. And so now I'm into it. But I knew there was another one. I just couldn't remember what it was called because it's not out yet.
What's the movie with the guy who's like a fish? Aquaman.
Marvel or DC, Sean?
Marvel.
No, it's DC.
There it is.
No, I just saw that one in the theaters. That wasn't bad. Thing about these movies is that I'm not into it. Clearly, you can tell by my knowledge. But I've been dragged there a few times just for very different reasons. My nephew wants to go, whatever. And every time I go, I like it. Like every time I go, I'm like, that's a good movie, and then I'm just, that's it.
There's
and I
move a reason on. That they keep getting made. Like Daredevil, like all these movies keep getting made.
Deadpool,
all these. And so it's because they work.
Yeah, no doubt. More of your calls at 888-808-1019. So the New York Knicks went up to Boston and won back-to-back games in their building. Now, Tiki and I talked about this a lot yesterday, that home court advantage is dead in the NBA. And really in sports, it's gone this way. I'm putting my hand towards the ground like it's crashing. Because it just doesn't matter as much. And there's research and data to back this up. Like, not that long ago, if you go back into the annals of NBA history, the winning percentage of home teams was closer to about 60%.
Mm-hmm.
This season, that number was 52%. So, not that much above 500.
No, I mean, let's just look at the Knicks. They keep winning on the road.
Yeah. So, we already know that home, road, the split isn't the way it used to be. But with the Knicks being up 2-0, you would think, well, the pressure's on the Boston Celtics. They can't go down 0-3. No team in NBA history has come back successfully from being down 3-0. We've seen teams force a seventh game, like the Celtics a few years ago, but no one's ever come back. Here is Shaquille O'Neal last night on TNT explaining why the pressure is actually on the Knicks and not the Celtics.
Now for the Knicks. Don't get comfortable. It's a must-win for Boston, but it's also a must-win for Knicks. If you want to put serious pressure on the champs, Game 3 is a must for the Knicks.
30-17 in the fourth quarter.
So let me take that for a second. He is 100% correct.
Now, that's Charles Barkley. Mm. Charles Barkley expounded on that with experience. Here's Charles Barkley explaining his experience of being up 2-0 after winning 2 on the road, or vice versa, losing the first two games at home. Here's more from Charles Barkley.
I've been in this situation twice. We played the Lakers when we were the number one seed in the West. We lost the first two games at home.
In a five-game series.
Mm-hmm. And I remember telling the guys, I said, guys, all we got to do is get the first one. Because then the pressure switches back to them.
But don't let us win one.
But you got to win the third one.
Yeah.
Because then the pressure switches. But also with Kenny, when we won the first two games in Houston, I remember telling the guys, we cannot go back to Houston 2-2. We cannot go back to Houston 2-2. I said, we got to win game 3. And in both of those instances, so what Shaq said, game 3 is a must win. It's going to sound stupid. Game 3 is a must win for the Knicks. Because if they get back, because game 4, because Boston's got a better team. They've been up 20, but I'm telling you, been in that situation twice. You got to win that third game. I still thought we were going to win the series when we were up, but when we lost game 3, but it actually flips the mental picture.
What do you think of that?
I mean, he's right. I mean, it tells you how important game 3 is. Five-game series, it absolutely.
Well, that's a different animal, yes.
But a seven-game series, I think it's always been game 3, because whether it's 1-1 or 2-0, like when you get to game 3, it becomes whoever that creates the biggest momentum for the rest of the series. And so if it's 1-1, you go up 2-1, all of a sudden you just got to win two more games, right? If you're up 3-0, we all know that you've won basically.
Historically, you've
won.
It's
so
over, right?
Game 3 is absolutely pivotal, but the pressure's on both of them. I know what they're trying to do, and then this is maybe just as part of the coalition, that whole crew of Nick haters.
If they are in the coalition, yeah. I'm not aware of it.
Which I'm sure they are, even if they're just, I don't know, groupie members of
they
it.
They definitely are.
Well, Chuck is, definitely.
And Shaq.
Then, the pressure's also on Boston, because Boston's coming to the Garden, and if they go down 0-3, it's like it's over.
You're 100% right. Now, I'm speaking as a fan, obviously. Right. I haven't played in the league the way Chuck has, but I know how I view this as a fan. I have been a fan of a team that splits on the road, wins two games at home, is down 0-2. Like, I've experienced it all. And the reality is, every freaking game, it feels like the world is on the line. Every single one of them. Because you don't want to allow a team that's nearing death to get back into it.
Right.
And I've got a million examples as a sports fan where that happened. Like, the Nets were up 2-0 on the Bucks in 21, and they blew them out in the first two games. It wasn't even close. And game 3 was a close game, and I was sitting there sweating my ass off. And my wife's like, well, you're up 2-0. I said, You cannot let them back in this series. And they blew an opportunity to go up 3-0. You think I'm alone on that? Hello, Knicks fans. Hi, Knicks. Let's get back to you guys. Last year, you're up 2-0 in the first two games at home against the Pacers.
But that was different.
Game three was right in front of them.
We know it was different because they were playing very compromised.
No, this is before they were compromised. I'm talking about game three.
But they were compromised going into it.
No, but they were still the team that beat Philadelphia.
Of course.
Losing game three, much like the Rangers a few years earlier in the Eastern Conference Finals against Tampa, that turned into the end game.
Yeah, I think Tampa.
So it always works. Every game is that
way. I think Tampa's the better comparison.
Rangers Lightning?
Yeah, Rangers Lightning, because Tampa was the better team.
Sure.
And so just like the Celtics, theoretically, at least regular season, they're the better team.
Right.
And so when you have an edge on the better team, you have to keep it. You can't give them any momentum back. And it's different. And like we talk about this all the time in football. Oh, that drive changed the momentum of the game. You hear it all the time. But that's in a game. Anything can happen in a game, as we've seen twice already in this Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Celtics series, but if in basketball it feels different to say that because it's just one game out of five that are remaining, but I still think this is a lot of pressure on the Celtics, especially because the narrative, the expectation about them as defending champions has always been, all season long, even though they sat second fiddle to the Cavaliers for most of the season, was they are the favorite to win the championship again. And if they go down 0-3, as in this game matters the most to it, to that point, how are they still the favorite? They're not. They've all of a sudden grossly underperformed the expectation, and probably their expectation.
Yeah, right now, if you go to your sports book, if you will, my of choice is FanDuel, the Knicks and Celtics are basically even money. Like, despite the Knicks being 2 wins away and Boston being 4 wins away,
right,
despite the fact that the Knicks potentially would have 3 of the next 5 games at Madison Square Garden, Vegas or the sports books, mm-hmm, or however you want to define it, are still giving the Celtics the ultimate respect,
right,
that this series is not over. And that's sort of happening, not as extreme, in the Indiana series.
They're the favorite in Game 3, too, right?
They are the favorite in Game 3. Not as big of a favorite as they were in Game 2.
But they're the favorite in Game 3, and they're still the favorite for the series.
It's basically even money.
But still.
For the series, yes.
But still, they're down 2-0.
No, I know.
2, I should say.
They're not only down 0-2, they lost the first two games in their own building. Again, we talked about this yesterday because we were prepared for it. Yeah. It's only come back five times.
Right.
Like, it's a rarity
but
to come
really
back.
But it's really hard to ignore, even as the staunchest Knick optimist, that they were down 20 in both of these games.
Right.
That, like, they were significantly better than you for three quarters of, or two and a half quarters of both of these games. But a quarter and a half, did them in.
No.
Twice.
Certainly did. Let's get back to your calls. Jack is calling from Secaucus. Good afternoon, Jack.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Just want to keep it quick here. We got dudes, we got dogs, and we are doing damage.
They do
damage. It is time to put some respect on these Knicks. And I'm telling you what, I don't want to hear anything about last year. No more Devo. No more iHeart. This is the team to do the job. So everyone buy in. Let's go, Knicks. Here we go. Thank you, guys.
Dudes.
Thank you. They are a better team.
Tom, dogs.
Did you have him come in called just to read your script?
Yes. Oh, okay. That's my cousin, Frankie.
Just making sure.
I don't know what name he used, but I said, yo, Frank, we need you real quick.
John is calling from Flushing. Hey, John.
What up, John?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just want to make 3 points. Number one, I don't want to hear Tibbs anymore about the minutes his players. He prepared his players to play in these playoff games. They're the fittest team in the NBA. They don't get tired while other guys wear down.
Right.
Do you guys agree with that?
No, absolutely.
Yes and no. Yes and no. I think that you're right in terms of it prepares guys for the bigger minutes. You said that a lot. You said that last year, and I can't argue with you, but I don't think that exonerates every mistake that we may have disagreed with from the regular season where we said, hey, you're up by 20. There's 3 minutes to go. Maybe I'd get OG out of the game. Yeah. Like, I can't blanketly or just use a blanket statement to say everything Tibbs did during the regular season was right and we were wrong to criticize.
Well, I think it's,
I can't do that.
I think it's kind of a philosophy. I'll give you a soccer example, even though you guys don't want to hear it. So Arne Slot, who is the new manager of Liverpool, was asked about how, like, they won the Premier League with four matches to go. So, I mean, it's over already. They still have to play three more and they've already won. And someone asked him, like, what did you do differently than Jurgen Klopp last year, who was iconic Liverpool manager? He said, I didn't do anything. Only thing I did was make sure that my guys were so physically fit, because they play a game every 3 days, right, that they were going to be available. And the biggest difference between Liverpool and Arsenal is that Arsenal, who is in second right now, even though they may cede that and give it to Man City, is Arsenal got hurt. Like, all their players were hurt, whereas Liverpool was healthy for most of the season. And it's a little thing, but being the best condition is an old school, like, we're going to grind, we're not going to drink water, we're going to, you know, push ourselves to the limits. So when you get into an actual match, it feels easy. And so I think that's what Tibbs, that's how he thinks, right? That's how his philosophy has always been, and it will always be that way. The problem sometimes for athletes is that they don't have to do that, right? They're not used to it, especially in basketball, where they're used to getting rest days or, you know, not playing 40 plus minutes in a game the whole season long. And so it takes time, right? And over the last couple of years, I think a lot of these guys have gotten conditioned to what Tibbs is asking them to do, and it's benefiting them right now in the postseason.
I can't argue that. I think there's a lot of benefits to that. It doesn't take away that there may have been times during the regular season where guys were playing in situations where they shouldn't play.
Of course. And by the way, the players knew it, and they said it.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges did say it.
Absolutely.
The Tom Thibodeau minutes discussion is not black or white, because sometimes people try to make it that way.
Yeah.
Like, he abuses his players too many minutes, or, oh, shut up, he's amazing. Like, both things can be true. And what we've tried to do, and I think we've done it when talking about this, is there are cases in which I say, hey, I disagree with this. Yeah. Then there are cases where I'm like, no, this is great. Or your point of, this gets these guys ready for May basketball even more because they're so well conditioned. Let's go to Angel in Seattle, Washington. How are you, Angel?
Hey, what's up, my redheaded stepbrother right there. I love you, man. Tiki, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Generational
man.
Talent. Sean Marash, salutations. But I wanted to get to the turning point that I don't think a lot of people are really acknowledging this. They said, Mikal, it's your time. Mm. We've seen Pat have games. We've seen Brunson have games. We've seen Deuce McBride have games. We've seen the OG game. They said, Mikal, it's time for you to figure it out. Brunson comes back in with like 7 minutes left in the fourth, right? My cousin texts me back in Jersey. He goes, am I tripping? Or has Brunson not hit the court? And I said, They're trying something new, man. We're down 20. Bridges, you got to get your head out of you know what, and it's time for you to figure it out. And that's exactly what they did. And I think that that's where the turning point was. You see Brunson come back in, motion for people to get out the way, and say, Bridges, go ahead. And that's the unique thing that's about this team that was built this way. Because any given night, one of these guys can have a game.
Yes.
And it's been a head-scratcher all year because we're expecting them to all have a game at the same time. It's not how it's going to work. Brunson Brunson doesn't facilitate the rock like Steve Nash. So he's going to do what he's going to do when it comes to scoring. Cat's a big man. He's down low. Mikhail, your turn. Have at it. Have a day, kid. Love it. Appreciate you guys. Love y'all. Listen every day out here in Seattle. Tommy, you're a generational talent. Keep up the good work. Tiki, legend. Evan, love you. Mirage, I'm out.
What was that about? I don't think he likes you.
Oh, man, Sean.
What
don't
is
know,
that about?
Don't know I mean, what to say about that.
He didn't say, like, drop dead or anything.
I don't know. He kind of dropped. I think he like, dumped himself.
Is he going to say something else? I do think our last caller is right about a bunch of things that he said. Like, OG Anunoby did not have a big offensive game in game two. Mikal Bridges in the fourth quarter stepped up for him.
Right.
And OG still supplied his incredible wing defense.
Well, that's the beauty of having two-way players like that.
Absolutely. And you don't need everyone to have big nights at the same time. For the record, Jalen Brunson sits the beginning of fourth quarters. This is something Tom Thibodeau's did a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. He went back to Brunson at the 6:39 mark of the fourth quarter.
Yep.
The Knicks were down by 12. So they made their move in terms of, okay, they're not down by 20. They're not down by 18.
Right. But,
it was still a 12-point game when Jalen took the floor and then the move occurred.
When we talk about the minutes stuff with Tibbs, this is what I think a lot of people are getting at. Okay, you're in a game, whether you're winning or losing, and you don't need to play these guys extra minutes, give Deuce that time.
See, Deuce was a big part of the comeback, especially in the third quarter,
man. Huge part of that comeback. He only had, two baskets or something? Whatever it was. I think he had 5 points in the game, but it was critical for them to give Jalen Brunson some rest. But also, we're down 20. Let's see what happens. And those guys got it down to 8. I mean, got it down to 12. They cut plus 8 off of the deficit.
Well, to your point about Deuce, Deuce scored 5 points in this game. And that's why sometimes, and especially Bridges is a great example of this, it's not the quantity of points. Mm-hmm. It's the timeliness of the points.
Right.
So Mikal Bridges, if you just look at the box score, 14.6 for 18 from the field. Yeah, all of them were in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Well, let's get to Deuce McBride.
He was cooking guys.
He was cooking guys. He was doing it all over the place. Right. You mentioned Deuce McBride only scored 5 points. He scored those 5 points in the immediacy of the Knicks being down by 20 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Deuce layup, Josh Hart 3, Deuce 3. 8-0 run, it's down to 12 when they were down by 20 with 2 minutes to go.
Right.
Those are Deuce's 5 points.
Right.
So you got to admit, those are some pretty big points.
Of course. Now, look, it helped that the Celtics were just bafflingly stupid on some of their possessions. I mean, one, we were just watching the replay of it. I mean, they came down and took a shot with 18 seconds left.
Yeah.
They're up by 14. They're taking shots with 18 seconds left on the clock. Now, I'm not saying you need to be over analytical and have your sheet of paper and your chart and calling up, hey, what's the analytics on this? But ultimately, that becomes a possession thing, right? How many possessions are the Knicks going to successfully convert to get this thing even close? Just take time away from them. That's the one thing the Celtics haven't done in game one and two. So if you're Joe Mazzulla, that's what you need to focus on, not what your players are doing, not that they're missing, three-pointers, but instruct them differently when you have these big leads, because we've seen it two games in a row.
Twice.
Jacking up, chucking shots that have no chance and giving the Knicks an opportunity. Just don't give them the opportunity and you have a better chance of winning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.